Alrighty. Okay, we're back into our second hour here on the 7th of April, the day preceding the big event, anticipated to be a big event anyway. I think it'll be a big fat kind of nothing, but normal and natural, and a higher chance of earthquakes. So can we bring on Chance, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Mark. Boy, that clip you played with that Indian dude, man, that gave me flashbacks of calling an 800 number and speaking to a customer service rep.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to add, too. The thing is, whenever I get customer service like that, and it's overseas, clearly, right? And I found that actually, even before you get somebody, you know, you'll have like the 800 number and you have to put some sort of identifier, 4-digit or whatever, for yourself, right? And then they'll go to the music for maybe hours, right? So I found what you can do is you press and hold O for operator for like 10 seconds. And I think I might have brought this up here before, but I found how to do that when getting bank information for customers at the casino and stuff.
You press zero, that's good, because I'm getting an awful lot of those Indians, man. They're very hard to understand.
Well, here's what you have to do. You'll still get them. You press it and hold it for like 10 seconds. You release it, and it'll still be the recording, right? And so you do that like 3 times, usually on the 3rd time, although lately I tried it once, and it took like 6 times. And eventually you'll get a real live representative, and it'll probably be Indian. And I just always have something handy to write down the date and time, their name. And I just politely, you know, they're expecting you to be really irate at this point, right? To get through to them like that, right? So I'm exactly the opposite, just nice and sweet and kind, and ask them what the weather's like there, and then ask them if they can give me someone in the States. So.
You got to go through all that and you still get an Indian? I don't even know if it's worth it.
Oh, no, you get the Indian, but they won't keep you. See, they'll send you over to an American in the States.
All right, well, I'll keep that in mind. And that other clip about the atmospheric conditions affecting pets and causing them to run away, now that's mm-hmm. the only thing that scares the living crap out of me. My pet's running off?
Oh, yeah. Really? Well, he was Jim Berkland, jobsyzygy.com or .org was his site, but I think it's been removed now. And he didn't have a whole lot still there, and he died several years ago. But what they did was reduce him to only talking about the pets, the missing pets, and that was just a part of it. Like I said, he predicted that 1989 quake dead on, and he kept talking about it because he was trying to prevent harm, right? And what did they do? They released him from the USPS, right? USGS. Yeah, wrong department. Wrong agency.
Well, I hope I don't have nightmares tonight about what's going to happen tomorrow and my pet's running off. Wow, man.
Well, just keep them handy. It's, you know, it's a heads up, right? Just in case.
Yeah,
but
I guess
Yeah. It's more for the earthquakes, you know. I don't know that the eclipse, you know, might affect them otherwise. But see, this is the thing. When you have syzygy like this, there's more chance for quakes.
Now, I never heard that word before.
I know. I love that word. How many times do you get to use Y 3 times in a 6-letter word?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call now.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. So, anyway, I was going to talk about this other murder case, and you all probably may remember it. The this guy's middle name is Christopher. Okay, that was Christopher Edward Hallett, and this guy, the murderer of these 4 beautiful best of the Goyim in Idaho, the Idaho 4, Brian Christopher Koberger, and they don't say he's Jewish, but he clearly is. And they're keeping it out of the news, mostly. In fact, after it happened, they found it a few hours later. They found the bodies. And here's a graphic alert for y'all. But he was, apparently it was him, because only the police knew details. And so he was bragging, posting in some social media about the one girl's entrails being wrapped around and hanging from the light fixture. But this dude, real psychopath, man. Typical schizophrenic Jew, sounds like to me. But I know we can't say that. Oh, no, you anti-Semitic. Yeah, all right. But this was in Moscow, Idaho, and it was on November 13th, 2022. Interesting, and it was November 15th of 2020, the other one. And the judge is John C. Judge. His last name is Judge. And just the other day, I guess Friday or Thursday sometime, and they had the camera set up so you couldn't even tell if it was him sitting there next to his defense attorney, a tall blonde woman. And they were picking the jurors for the trial. And I'm just curious to see what goes with this, because there's just so much nastiness and satanic stuff going on. And this was definitely that kind of thing. He, but along the lines of, like, say, Jeffrey Dahmer or something, you know, where they're just infested with this. But he also studied criminal law, and he was trying to be very careful to keep any of his DNA out. But they did find something. It was, he left the, not the scabbard, but that's what I'll call it, the sheath for the knife, and had his thumbprint on the where you would fasten it, and just a brutal way he killed them all, you know, ripped the ones apart, and just awful. And then he went to class, I guess, for a couple days. And whenever anyone brought that stuff up, he was just very quiet. And then his father flew out. They lived in Pennsylvania. Oh, and that's what else he said on the social media, something about S-hole Pennsylvania spot or whatever. And so he had a Hyundai Elantra, a white one. And they figured it was him, and it was. And so his father flew out, and they drove back. He drove back. And don't you know, he almost got ticketed because he's tailgating and doing all kind of stupid stuff while he's driving. And then back at Pennsylvania, the police had come because they had enough information and were looking to get some more. And he was going through the trash trying to make sure he didn't leave any DNA for them to find. So this is going on right now, and of course a whole lot more of all kind of cases of stuff, and a lot of it that never comes to the light. In fact, it seems like every time it does rise to the surface, it just intensifies exponentially and increases this child trafficking and all the things. And it's not just children either. Depending on the ritual, you know, the time of year and what the ritual is, some of them require a lot of young men. And now Jesse Sobodor wondered if maybe some of these invader immigrants will be used for that. And no one will notice that they've gone missing, right? And could very well be. I wouldn't be at all surprised. But as well as putting them in uniform, and like Lincoln did, as Michael Gaddy's research, he's been telling us, and it's true. In 1848, the war over there in Europe set all these Marxists loose, and they came over here. They didn't even speak English, and but voted for Lincoln, and then he made generals out of some of them. You know, they were made up, I think it was one quarter of the Union Army. And so when we have people acting as Lincoln was some great guy, he was not. He, you know, I think at the end, he maybe realized just how horrible all the things he had done. But he had done them. And who has the biggest statue, okay? They've got this, you think about Revelation, the great white throne judgment, and there sits Abe Lincolnstein, Springsteen, on this white throne. And what does it say on the wall behind him there in D.C.? It says temple. Okay? So this is more of them putting it in our faces all through time, what they do. And people don't want anything said. Oh, no, you can't say it. Well, Judaism is a sex death cult. It was started about 300 years after Christ. And then the Muslims, that was started about 700 years after. And if you look into both of them, it's just craziness. And it goes on. I mean, look how they do now. It's, you know, I mean, even the ones that are half decent talk about Goyim, you know. And I guess a lot of us deserve it or whatever. Kapner was saying how the airports are like a microcosm of society in America, how the Goyim are in their pajamas eating French fries. Well, why not travel in comfort, I guess. I don't know what he's talking about there. But there's just so much that we have to look back on, too. And I heard talking about Martin Luther King, and we're talking about, you know, how the COINTELPRO and the CIA and everything like that. But guess who's behind it? And why do they put MLK on the street signs? Well, that's short for Moloch. And who was his handler? Stanley David Levy's son. And it was funny, one time somebody on one of their radio shows, and the co-host was, they were talking about Ginsburg and about Marty Ginsburg and NAMBLA and, you know, Ruth Bader's husband, house husband, and pretty disgusting with the boys there. And they were so afraid that we'd get sued or he'd get sued because they weren't sure if it was a U or an E, Berg, right? B-E-R-G or B-U-R-G. And it was just funny because this is where it was. I think it was Martin Luther King Day. And I was, you know, looking at, through some stuff, and I was looking through the FBI file and came across Levinson, and he had spelled his name 22 different ways. You know, so I called him and told him that. So, you know, what we may think are, we need to be careful about, they're not careful about at all. You know, it's not not what they're trying to aim towards. Yeah. So, but someone very interesting to look into, another black man, and his name is Manning Johnson. Where did I write this down? There it is. Okay. And I think I was going to read you something about him. Oh, let me read the syzygy explanation before I take it down. What is syzygy? Syzygy is the astronomical phenomenon when three celestial, it should be S on there, are aligned together. That position is called syzygy. For example, when solar and lunar eclipse occurs, then sun, earth, and moon are in a straight line position. Thus, solar and lunar eclipses are examples of syzygy position. Okay. Get rid of that. Oh. Well, I did take down Manning Johnson's, it looks like. Oh, and this is a super new moon, which is the same as a full moon, but it's you know, super full in the daytime. So, and I did mention some of that. But the see if I can find Manning here. His, I'll write it down. But anyway, they tried to recruit him for the Communist Party, and he was in several different things before he wised up to what was going on. I should be better prepared. let's see here. Oh, here's the meme I was looking for, the Masonry meme. Okay, let's read that first. Oh, an ugly dude. Freemasonry is a Jewish establishment whose history, grades, official appointments, passwords, and explanations are Jewish from beginning to end. Isaac Meyer Wise, W-I-S-E, well-known rabbi, 1927. Okay, so I'll put that in the chat. I think I already have it there somewhere. But, Communism, Color, and I'm trying to think of the name of his book, and I have posted it before. So anyway, while I'm looking for that, I want to tell you about the remind all of us about the Rockefellers, because we use them for the whipping boy. These must be the Anglo whipping boy. No, their name's Roggenfelder. They're Sephardic Jews that came through Turkey. You think Rothschild's going to trust something other than a Jew to take care of the other hemisphere? And I think they've called his markers in, as we used to say, you know, the gambling markers, all the Rockefeller ones, Roggenfelder. And they were the ones, the institute there, they're responsible for so many things. That's true, including our music. They made, I think it was in 1953, they made 440 hertz, and that really does hurt the official frequency. And they, all the different brand, excuse me, let me get a drink here. All right. All the different brass instruments for school bands and things, they were giving them away free because they had tuned them to 440 hertz, and you can't change that where they had formerly been 432 hertz. But I was talking to Lynn Horowitz on Thursday on John Moore's show, and there was a fellow named Kurt sitting in for John, because he and his wife Jane had gone to the Watchers thing where they had speakers. And oh, goody, somebody else rescued me. Fred in Wisconsin. We'll find where I left off maybe later. Hello, Fred.
Hi, how you doing? I want to go off topic just a little bit.
Sure.
So you're from Wisconsin, correct?
Yeah, I transplanted myself out here about 20 years ago.
Okay, so I've been pushing Eric Hovde pretty hard to try to get him to use a P.O. box for getting donations. When I started this thing, he started out, and I was noticing that he was using a company called WinRed. And I've noticed that there's other candidates throughout the United States that I get an email every once in a while when I go down to the bottom. I contacted those people. Then I got a hold of a county guy who gave me information about him and how to contact him through a P.O. box. So I went ahead and did that. I sent him a donation, and I sent him a letter. Then I went after WinRed, and basically what I'm seeing here is a situation where Ron Johnson, when he ran the last election, he was using a P.O. box as another form of payment. And I don't know if it's Hovde's banking background or if people are telling him what to do. I don't know. But I've sent letters. I've done everything I can to try to give him a heads up about putting a P.O. box in when he sends out ads looking for donations. And I just wanted to put this across the airwaves. There's probably some other Wisconsin people looking at this. I think he's a good answer against Baldwin. He did run once before, and Tommy Thompson ran him over and then gave the seat to Baldwin. So Hovde seems to be a tough guy. He could probably do this if stars line up. But I was just wondering what your opinion on this is.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't follow politics, really. I mean, I'm aware of them. But I haven't voted in years, and I don't see the point. I don't see why anyone should or would.
Okay. Fair enough. I thought I'd just put it out there because I just don't quite understand why Ron Johnson barely won the election. Mm-hmm. And he was still looking for money at the end of it. So I don't know. I won't waste any more of your time. I thought
that's
I would
okay.
just bring it up.
And yeah, if Ron Johnson has any more conferences about vaccine harm, he probably won't get in again.
Well, I'm sure that it's either that or he'll have an accident, you know. So
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
And thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of good people that are following the politics, and God bless them, but it's not my cup of tea. I just The last one I voted for was some years ago, and it was a local, state representative going for the state Senate. And her last name was Schilling, and it was just funny. When I came back, neighbors were talking, right? And I said, well, I guess she'll be Schilling in Madison now for a while. You know, she had two young sons, and eventually, you know, she was there, did a good job, I guess, and but you just see that they're all, I want to say communitarians, because that is fitting. You know, I got to a little bit of trouble when I tried to make Hegelian dialectic there with the capitalism, but I found this article, and capitalism is just usury. You know, we act like that's sacrosanct, and it's not. And it was started by the Dutch Jews. Well, it's interesting, too, because Evers is supposedly the governor of Wisconsin, is supposed to be a Dutch Jew. But anyway, and they brought it to Britain and then over here. And so it's just another part of this Hegelian dialectic. You could say capitalism, which is usury, plus communism, which is Judaism, and that's by Rabbi Weiss in 1935 and many others talking about that, and it equals communitarianism. And the main proponent of that was one that called himself Amitai Etzioni. And it's interesting, Amitai was the name of Jonah's father, and Tree of Life, but his real name's Warner Falk, F-A-L-K, and he couldn't wait to get over to Palestine and killing off people. You know, the Brits got in there and were really holding it for the Jews, but they didn't. Don't even know how screechy and clawy these people get. And they were bombing the Brits, get them out of there, right? They were blowing up whole towns and even putting people in the road and paving over them. I mean, look what they're doing now, you know? But anyway, this communitarianism kind of covers all the different isms, and that the whole group is more important than the individual. And so they had used for talking about his book, Etzioni, Falk, whatever, that the familiar adage, do unto others as you have them do unto you. Well, no, that's the golden rule that Christ spake. You know, they want to take everything and use it for their satanic purposes. And yeah, so they take that and twist it around to make it look like fear and sneakiness. And it says some people are leery of others' morals. And, you know, and so they're talking about it in a group way. You know, you got to think of 1984, you know. it's interesting. Orwell, real name Blair. And, what's his name? Lived with him for a while. Koestler, I think. Who then wrote I think that's who. The 13th Tribe. And that's really a bunch of malarkey, too. They want to divide up. Oh, it's because not all the Jews. It's the Khazarians. It's all the Jews, okay? Not every stinking one of them. We know that, just like any of us. But we do know that all through time, and especially since Christ, since they rejected Christ, they have been revolutionary on the warpath, you know, but even before that. So, because they would kill their children, offer them to Moloch. Then we got Moloch again. And there's a thing that you can see that the audio is pretty bad, but you can tell it's a lot of people. In 1933, on July 3rd in Soldier Field in Chicago, the World's Fair, they had what they called a Romance of the People. And it was a giant Moloch, and they were sacrificing an effigy, hopefully, of a child. And there were said to be anywhere 125,000 to 150,000 Jews there, and they were screeching like banshees. And this was to help set off World War II. You know, 101 days before that, they declared war. Judea declares war on Germany, boycott all her goods. And, of course, Germany didn't have enough area to grow food enough for all of them. All their, they've had the most inventions. They're you know, they're just a really amazing people. And they were Christian for the most part until after World War One, and in 14 years, they turned it into the Weimar Republic and Babylon Berlin, where the average German received $800 and the Jew received 10,000, not dollars, marks, 10,000 marks. So anyway, what's going on here? We got JC in Nebraska. Come on board, JC. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
I'm wondering if I could run a question by you. I recently encountered this information documentary, actually, and I don't know if you have heard of this person, Bruno Gröning. He's a miracle worker, miracle healer in post-World War II Germany, from active from about 1949 to 1959. And I'm wondering if you've ever encountered his information, and what do you opine upon him?
You know, I may have heard his name, but could you tell us more about him? I don't think I know.
So his name is Bruno. He's Bruno Gröning, G-R-O-N-I-N-G. And again, he's a post-World War II Germany miracle healer. And it's very fascinating. I watched the whole, pretty much 5 hours in three parts, the documentary, originally made in German and then translated to English. But just amazing stuff about how he cured people. And it kind of parallels today's, you know, how he was, you know, lambasted and pretty much destroyed by the medical establishment of that time and the bureaucrats, etc. And, yeah, no, that's basically it in a nutshell. But very, very fascinating. And you have, maybe you've heard his name here and there, but not in depth.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. I just brought it up on the good old Russian search engine, Yandex. I don't even go near Google, Gurgle. Google. Yeah. And it sounds pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It is.
So that's something to look into. You know, we're told in the Bible that we'll do even greater things than what Christ did. Now, some interpreted that to mean that since there's more widespread media, that it meant it will have greater acknowledgement, you know. But, you know, because how much greater can you get than raising the dead and healing the lame and the blind, you know? But
right.
We can have those gifts, you know.
Yeah, I think Bruno Gröning was implying that, basically. And he never received a penny for his miracle work. He said, no, this is not for me, this is from God. He aligned himself, unfortunately, with the wrong people that railroaded into getting into worse situations with the medical establishments and bureaucrats at the time. I hear music, I think.
Yeah, do you want to hold over?
Sure, of course. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Okay. I guess we're back here. And I'm probably rushing it because I probably don't have enough to fill up the half hour. But I did find that link I was looking for that I wanted to read to you about Manning Johnson, someone that goes kind of unnoticed. I was looking a bit at that groaning some others had posted in the chat room there, and very interesting how they depict him as being kind of ne'er-do-well, and because he didn't have a license for medicine or whatever. So it's, you know, you can't predict earthquakes, even if you can. You know, you can't heal, even if you can. Because somebody says so. Well, I don't agree with them. Anyway, Manning Johnson, a black man born in 1908, joined the Communist Party USA in 1930, where he served as a national organizer for the Trade Unity League from 1931 to 1932. He served as the district agitation propaganda director for Buffalo, New York, and was district organizer for Buffalo from 1932 to 1934. So he had a busy decade here. Let's say, scroll down. In 1935, Johnson ran as the Communist Party's candidate for New York's 22nd Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. From 1936 to 1939, he served on the party's National Committee, National Trade Union Commission, and Negro Commission. It says here, I guess it's in this other part later, but despite his notable status, Johnson left the Communist Party in 1939, and that's just taken out of some of the rest here. So Johnson explained that some of the biggest factors to his departure included his original religiosity. The party's promotion, see how Christ will save you every time? Anyway, the party's promotion of the Soviet Negro Republic in the Black Belt of the United States, quote unquote, the insincerity of the party in saving the Scottsboro boys. These were boys that were held in prison, some black boys, and beaten and tortured. And finally, the Hitler-Stalin Pact of 1939. Well, actually, that's not how it was purported anyway. But additionally, Johnson saw that the communists were using black Americans as pawns in their hope that a bloody racial conflict would split America. After leaving the party, Johnson became a government informant and witness, testifying in 18 to 20 cases by his own estimation. In 1958, he published Color, Communism, and Common Sense, detailing the Communist Party's tactics for infiltrating the African-American community and inciting racial division in the United States, paving the way for a communist takeover in America. And there's the archive copy of that. So it has the headphones. You could even listen to it. All the voice is usually pretty stale. But shortly after publishing the book, Johnson died in an automobile accident. I'd say crash, not accident. On June 26, 1959. Oh, here I am reading away, and I'm forgetting you're still there, JC. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Don't mind me. Go ahead. Thank you, Sam.
yes, I can broach another question for you.
Yeah.
So your original show of nine weeks duration lasts pretty much November, encompasses November, December, I think it was. Something
yeah,
around there.
In 22 to the beginning of 23, yeah. That's when those nine.
Excellent show. But it's something that's been on my, actually a little bit bothering me, because remember the time I went into your chat room, I was asking, because you had this specific intro and outro, just absolutely stunning, beautiful song, right, in German?
And, oh, yes. Die Gedanken sind frei.
You know, but so I think in the chat room I was given, you know, the general title, but the specific person that sings it or a group that sings it, I never was able or haven't been able to find it. I don't know if I'm not in chat group now, but maybe if you know, you could somehow put that specific information.
Sure.
Into
yeah, I'll post that
thing
in there again at the end of the show. That she, just, the woman, the young girl actually goes by Destiny Cross, but that is a German folk tune that has, you know, no holds on it. It's free for anybody to sing, and it's well-loved by many, and Ernst Zundel and all his group, Peter Frum, they all get together and they'd sing that.
And, oh, I remember you were saying that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And if you look at the lyrics in both English and German, you'll see, you know, thoughts are free is what it means.
Oh, just amazing song, amazing song. And you play the best music. I mean, it's just so calming and beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Look, Sam helps me with that. He figures out what my taste is and helps me find good stuff.
Well, both of you do an excellent job in that regard, then.
Thank you.
And so I'll definitely check out your chat room a little bit later on, so as I could grab that, you know, that particular. Because obviously I tried to, you know, Shazam it, but nothing was coming.
Yeah.
Such
I'll
a gorgeous
sure
song.
I'll be put it in there. Yeah, nothing. I like the way she sang it. And in fact, the reason, you know, it was funny because back one of the times when Jeff Rince had some call-ins, right? And I had asked him if he didn't want to add that. I think it was right around when Ernst Zundel had passed away. If he didn't want to play that, because he plays his Mario Lanza a lot, right? But
right.
He didn't, but then others were looking into it, too. And I thought, well, if I ever have a show, I'm going to have that. So, of course, that was the first music I had.
Excellent. All right, Mer, thank you so much, then.
Thank you. Thank
All right, you for take
listening.
Care now.
You, too. Bye-bye. Nope. Oh, we have Ken in Texas before I get my head stuck in this reading bit again.
Hello?
Ken, hey.
Wow, I tell you what, I didn't get to listen to your show, but I heard a replay last night or the night before, I don't remember. At the very end, you played this Hallelujah song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And oh my gosh, I was almost in tears.
I love that. That young girl singing.
It's on par with Handel's Messiah. Hallelujah chorus. Can you tell me or the audience more about who that is and how to get a hold of that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll put that in the chat room too, and I can send it to you in your email. And Sam also played it at the end. I was on, you know, sitting in for Robert Rabel. You know, you called, right? And he played it at the end there too. So that was a great way to go out for Easter, for Resurrection weekend.
Oh my goodness, it's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It, especially for somebody that talented to, you know, forego the worldly route and to go that route. I'm sure that has to be a challenge, but it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it comes from the heart. You know, you can tell it comes from the heart. And young ones, when, you know, they have so much potential, their heart, you know, when it comes from their heart like that.
Yeah, you know, very potent emotional, but not emotional in the out of control sense, but in the purposed sense, from the heart. Yeah, really fantastic. You've covered so much ground, I was going to make some comments on other things, but sometimes I find myself just thinking out loud and then later on wishing I had said it differently. So,
oh, don't worry about it. Me too. And, you know, and I'm on air here, supposed to know what I'm doing, and that chance.
Well, that's the reason I enjoy engaging with you, because you always challenge me, and, you know, sometimes I have to really get my act together in order to comprehend and deal with everything you talk about.
No, well, likewise, I'm sure. I just try to, you know, you make me think of certain things, and so it works out pretty well.
Well, there is one thing that just popped in my head. I talk a lot about MLK. There is also MLK without the vowels. If you apply the vowels, it's M-E-L-E-K, which is actually means king in Hebrew. So bring that up because of Melchizedek.
Yeah.
Where Melchizedek is, it's usually translated or transliterated as king of righteousness. But what's really fascinating about it is Zedek also means Jupiter.
Oh.
So, again, again, it's the gospel and the stars, because, you know, the planets were considered stars back then. They were called wandering stars. So Melchizedek, king of righteousness, well, then that means Jupiter represents righteousness. And it is a very interesting last couple of days. The moonrise has just been fantastic. I don't know if people were able to see that or not, but
just, it's been cloudy here, unfortunately, but yeah.
Yeah, it's been so windy here, you almost couldn't see it. But I know it sounds silly, but it kicks up all the dust and everything.
Yeah.
You can't see, you know, very far.
You're
at
up
all.
There on that big flat plateau, yeah.
Yeah, and it's blowing like crazy even as I speak. It's supposed to have been mostly sunny tomorrow, and now it's going to be mostly cloudy. So, gee, where'd that come from?
We had a foot of snow here, or just about a foot of snow.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
I saw that. I thought that was really interesting because you'd made that comment a couple weeks ago about, you know, hopefully no more snow. But then you made a comment that it snowed a foot at this time of year before. And so then when you got your foot of snow, I thought, well.
Now I have 2 feet, you know, right?
Yeah. it was an interesting morning last night, too. The moon occulted, Venus, and then it's making its way towards the sun, you know, as we speak. And then tomorrow, at least here, it will first start touching the sun at 12:21. So a kind of interesting palindrome there. But we won't get the full thing here in West Texas. But last time we had the one come right through here that was full, it was cloudy. So it was a big nothing burger. So,
I think you can feel the frequency. So just like the animals with the earthquakes, you know, I think, Cause I know the one in, was August 21st in 2017. It wasn't far from here. And what was interesting there again, that was when there were call-ins with Jeff Rintz and Madeline Gerwick. And I had given my information, and she said it was, you know, it was very close to my own moon sign, which was interesting. And I could, when it went by, it was, you know, not directly over here, but I could hear something in my ear, only my left ear, not my right ear. Very weird.
Hmm. Well, you know, I try really hard to not put too much into any of the astronomical stuff other than the sheer beauty of it, you know, like a beautiful sunset or sunrise or, you know, landscapes, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying the creation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what Israel got in so much trouble for. Their, you know, the entire biblical narrative. And
the hosts of heaven, right? I mean, that's in the Bible so many times where they were.
Right, and then, you know, in the New Testament where it talks about Christ being the high priest of the order of Melchizedek, so king of righteousness. And, I forgot where I was going with that, but anyhow, it's the skies are such a beautiful thing to take a look at, and I know I've said it before, but I'll say it again, and that is that if people can just learn the gospel and the stars, I really think it's going to be a very important thing going forward, being able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I almost look forward to there being power outages. So we're forced out under the sky to enjoy his handiwork.
It's really, you really notice it when you get out there and, you know, you have a dark sky and you can see the Milky Way, and all of a sudden, you know, a bunch of lights turn on or whatever and ruin the show. It makes such a huge difference being able to see it unabated like that. I mean, it's just spectacular on a really clear night with the skies dark, or maybe I should say the ground dark.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic. And just pick out a constellation, just one, and learn about it. And, you know, whether it's Ursa Major, Ursa Minor, and you know, learning about how that
Ursa Major is the Big Bear people, Ken is talking about. We usually call it the Big Dipper, and there's a Small Dipper. And over the four seasons, if you were to take a picture at each season and put them together, you get a swastika.
Yeah, and every night, you know, or every 24-hour period, you know, it completes a circle, and it's quite interesting. The Dipper would be an asterism, you know, part of the constellation. Something just popped in my head, and I don't know why I'm going to talk about this, but I've heard you mention, instead of saying boycott, you say
Mancott. Yeah, I made that up. You like it?
Oh, I do, but I'm going to see your Mancott and raise you one. How about Goycott?
No, I don't use their words. Nope. We are mankind.
Oh, well.
We are mankind. We're not Jewish cattle. Sorry.
Well, I agree, but...
This is bowing down to something. Yeah, this is bowing down to something, though. I don't want to be bowing down to. Sorry, in my opinion. Oh,
well,
you got something else? I see Sherry in Kansas is here too. Before we go out.
Oh well, let me let her jump on, and I had a couple more things, but it was just chatter.
Write them down we get them. I know they're important.
I'll let her jump on. So thanks for what you do, and thanks for taking my call, Mary.
Oh, thank
you,
later. Ken. All right. Bye-bye. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Mer.
How are you?
Okay. Here's someone else you might want to look up. This is, I've never looked him up anywhere else. This is... I used to get the World Research News from the, I think I heard Tom Valentine interview someone from there or something. That's how I got that. But I used to, I know they have a place in Sedona, and they have a place out in Thousand Oaks, if they haven't moved that one, and then they have a couple other places in the world. But... the name of this article, and this is from their 2005 first quarter, and it's called World Research News. But I can make a copy of this and send it to Ingrid, and she can send it on to you.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Giuseppe Caligaris, the television powers of man, and you spell Caligaris like Call Igaris. He was Italian. He was a medical doctor, and I believe he started out in neurology. Yeah, he was a full professor of neurology for a 30-year period between 1909 and 1939, and. This is what got him in trouble, and they actually took away his medical license. But he was a contemporary of Tesla in that he died in 1944. And although, here's what I didn't have time to scan the article again, but Caligaris discovered certain lines and points on the skin that were related to the consciousness and subconscious portions of the mind, and even enhancing paranormal abilities. And this is a really interesting article. And although he ran, he wrote 20 books, and they were all in Italian. only about four of them are available, and now the World Research Foundation has one of them in one of their facilities. I'm not sure which one it is, but and you have to go there to read it. And I don't know if they translated it enough into English because, you know, they were all in Italian. But it just sounds like they did, they might have, the intelligence agencies did to him what they did to Tesla. They grabbed all his stuff and made it, but it said somewhere in this article that the Soviets used some of his research, so they got a hold of some of it. But it's really interesting. But I'll make a copy of this and send it to Ingrid, and she can send it on to you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, sounds like we're about to go out already.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Sherry.
Sure.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'll put those two YouTubes in the description of the archives as well as in the chat room.
Gedanken sind frei, my thoughts freely flower. Die Gedanken sind frei, my thoughts give me power. No scholar can map them, no hunter can trap them, no man can deny. Die Gedanken sind frei. Ich denke, was ich will und was mich beglückt. Doch alles in der Stille und wie es sich schickt. Mein Wunsch und Begehren kann niemand mir wehren. Es bleibt dabei. Die Gedanken sind frei. I think as I please, and this gives me pleasure. My conscience decrees, this right I must treasure. My thoughts will not cater to duke or dictator.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.